Kyle Malone of MERS News joins us here, as he always does, on a Monday morning to discuss politics, all things political, even when the guys over at the corner of Michigan and Capitol are not hanging their shingle out today. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Dave.
How was your 4th of July weekend? Did you do anything noteworthy or eventful? Have some fun?
I did. You know, I was able to watch the fireworks over in Delta Township off my own porch, so that was kind of cool. I didn't have to go anywhere.
No, that's always nice to do. A lot of people get together there in the various shopping center parking lots, and they have, over the years, they've had those little, shall we say, the amateur theatricals that go on, too.
So you can't... I miss that.
Yeah,
I miss that this year.
Yeah, the business owners try to nix on that, but a lot of folks gather, and it's always a good time. So you're watching the fireworks. You enjoyed. There were no real, I guess, huge fireworks in the legislature last week with the Senate vote over roads, but there might be some trying to come into agreement with the House as they now make the sausage on this roads fix.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious how the House puts together 56 votes for gas tax increase, because that's going to have to be where I think the drama is at this point. You know, there's been some agreement with the House and the Senate on their various road plans as it comes to the warranties and those kind of things. But in order to get to the actual dollars of the plan, you have to raise the gas tax, and the Senate did that with the slimmest of margins. And, you know, as part of any type of concrete agreement with the House and the governor and the Senate, I got to believe a gas tax is part of it. And the initial reaction from the Senate Republicans that we talked to last week was, not so much.
Really? And so where does that go? I think they're back. This is going to be a couple of weeks now, basically a couple of weeks where they're where it's sitting off. So it's not going to be taken up again till what, about the 17th, roughly? Is that sound about right? Middle of the month.
Yeah, middle of the month. And, you know, it's just not the gas tax, too. So you got to get the Democrats involved if you want to get enough votes to pass that gas tax increase. But then the Democrats are going to want something in this, too. And we know what they wanted last time. And last time it was the full restoration of the earned income tax credit, not the elimination of it. And then they also wanted some assurances on truck weights. That's probably going to be part of it if you want their votes on that. And then the governor, if you want to start getting into cuts, you got to start enumerating those cuts. You got to say exactly what these are going for. This Senate plan just said that we're taking money out of the general fund to the tune of $700 million over the long term every year. Well, the governor doesn't like that. He needs to know exactly what these cuts are going for. You know, what is that exactly being cut out of the budget? He does not do just random things out of the budget without knowing where they're coming from. So there's a lot of sausage that needs to be made here, because everybody's got to be made whole here. And so then what does the House get out of this? You know, because they passed a plan that had a very few tax increases in it, and it was all based on sucking money out of future revenues out of the budget. And you know, the roads would get taken care of, but other things in the budget, now that's the other problem.
Yeah, and so if the revenues weren't there down the line, there could be some severe cuts that would have to take place to make things even out there. So
right.
Not everybody is singing Kumbaya yet, not at all. And
no.
There's a lot to be done here. Well, you had a headline here late last week that struck too, which is, why has a teacher evaluation bill, something that you could think maybe could be nonpartisan, involves education, both parties say that they're critically interested in that, why has it become so political? So the question is, why has it?
I think what's happened here is we've got a situation where you're trying to impose a statewide standard on all school districts, and you're starting to get pushback from those school districts that say, you know what, what we're doing over in our district seems to be doing fine. You should really be focusing on those districts over there. They're the ones that have the problem. And, you know, in those districts that you're pointing at are like, well, we do need some we do need something, but we're going to need money to do this new evaluation system. And, oh, by the way, don't cut the money we already get. Well, that's not going to happen. See, if we do a full statewide evaluation system for teachers in the state, Dave, it's going to have to come with some money attached, and people don't want the money coming out of what they're already getting, so you're basically just carving out a chunk of whatever they already get. And then you put on top of that the whole specter of the last big education debate we had, which was Common Core, and how that turned into like this toxic political word, and the conservatives turned it into a huge rallying cry that just scared the dickens out of the entire Republican legislature, and they finally had to acquiesce and say, okay, we don't like Common Core, we're not exactly sure why, but we don't like it, you know. And
Kyle, and you remember they came full circle in that, because first it was, we got to have standards, we're not going to get better Michigan, and then when you have standards, wait a minute, we don't like those standards. You're taking away our local control. I mean, some of these things just, they circle around and they make your head explode.
Oh, it's unbelievable, you know. Yeah. And so here we go again. We've got a situation where we would create a statewide standard, and so then you're already starting to, I think you're getting some concern among Republicans, like, well, I don't want to get trapped in this again, or we're creating this whole new system on how to grade teachers, you know, because we don't want to get stuck in this whole debate about local control again. So they're starting to back off from it, and it's turned into a bit of a log jam.
Kyle Malin of MERS News, he's keeping track of all this from his porch, looking out over Delta Township, where the fireworks have they've ceased and desisted here, but there'll be more coming in the legislature as well. Kyle, as always, on a Monday, great talking to you.
Hey, thanks, Dave.